This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A veteran first responder says he's never seen anything like this. At least three people were killed and many more rushed to the hospital after a boat capsized and broke apart in rough waters just off the coast of San Diego. This is believed to be a smuggler's boat, a boat that was bringing people illegally to the U.S. That's what authorities think at the moment. Fire Rescue Lieutenant Rick Romero.
30 people total. There were three deceased people in the whole entire mix of that incident. And in my 28 years of working, never seen anything like this or been on a call this magnitude.
San Diego Fire Rescue Lieutenant Rick Romero there. Tornadoes rolled across Mississippi yesterday, knocking down trees and power lines. Tupelo, Mississippi declared a tornado emergency. We don't know of any injuries at the moment. Andrew Brown Jr.'s funeral is at noon today. The black man shot and killed by deputies in North Carolina almost 2 weeks ago. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
A viewing of the body was held, and Brown's family led a march yesterday in Elizabeth City to the place where the 42-year-old was killed. His aunt, Lily Brown Clark, spoke.
The family is heartbroken, angry, distressed, hurt.
Today they bury the father of seven. Reverend Al Sharpton delivers the eulogy. He says he'll make clear the shooting is part of continual abuse of police power. On April 21st, deputies attempted to serve Brown with drug-related warrants. I'm Julie Walker.
Have you gotten your COVID shot yet? Demand for the shots is falling in some states. Officials in Kansas and Missouri, for example, are working hard to try to persuade more people to get the shots. This is AP News. The State Department is denying a report that there's a deal with Iran to release U.S. prisoners. The AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Citing unidentified sources, Iran's state television reported what it described as four American spies would be swapped for four Iranian prisoners and $7 billion. State TV is run by hardliners, and the report comes amid a power struggle between hardliners and the relatively moderate government of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, raising the prospect the report was intended to disrupt talks in Vienna on resuscitating Iran's nuclear deal with world powers. State Department spokesman Ned Price says simply, reports that a prisoner swap deal has been reached are not true. Ben Thomas, Washington.
North Korea is warning that President Biden made a big blunder, to use its word, by calling the North a security threat recently. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.